اللهم افتح لي فيه أبواب الجنان وأغلق عني فيه أبواب النيران ووفقني فيه لتلاوة القرآن السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين يا منزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين.
O Allah, on this day open for me the doors of the heavens, and on this day lock the doors of hell from me. And on this day, grant me the divine providence to be able to recite to the Quran, O the one who sends down tranquility into the hearts of the believers. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today marks the 20th day of the blessed month of Ramadan. That means we are now 2/3 complete this blessed month, and only 10 or so days remain until the new moon will be seen to herald in the month of Shawwal. And let us now look at what we have to reflect upon from Ramadan reflections, and that is about the divine providence in being able to recite the Quran. We know that this month of Ramadan is one in which the Quran was revealed to the heart of Rasulullah, and that as a practice, as a tradition, Muslims around the world have been engaged in recitation, in memorization, in reflection, in contemplation on the verses of the Quran. So this topic should come from out of no surprise to those who are going through the blessed month of Ramadan. But just as a reminder for ourselves and the viewers of the importance of this very important book, the heavenly book, the final revelation, the final testament, if you will, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the Divine Creator. Chapter number 35, Surah Al-Fatir, verse number 29, gives us one beautiful look at the Quran, and we read the following from Allah. Indeed, those who recite the Book of Allah, they will receive, or they are expecting, a commerce that will never go bankrupt. This book that we have been given, the Quran, is a jewel, a priceless treasure. And as Allah tells us that those who read His book, the Book of Allah, they are expecting a commerce that would never diminish. Money will be devaluated, economies come and go, inflation is there on a regular basis, but the Quran remains eternal. It will be there until the Day of Judgment, and maybe even beyond the Day of Judgment. It is a book that is for the guidance of humanity, the guidance of the believers, the guidance of those who actually wish to be guided through the Book of Allah. Looking at a few of the hadith we have on the Quran, because again, this is the month of the Quran, so let us take a few minutes today to reflect on the words of our infallible leaders on the importance of the Quran. The first hadith mentions the following. This is from the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, in which he has been reported to have said, "The blossoming of true faith lies in the recitation of the Quran." So he shows us that one who has faith, to exemplify, to beautify that faith, is to recite the Book of Allah. And again, it is a very easy book to read for those who are able to know the language. But I don't want to say that we only reflect or read the Arabic, because if you can't read the Arabic, people will say, well, then what good is it for me? No, we should still reflect and read the translations, even though they may be deficient in conveying the actual meaning of the Quran. But still, nonetheless, there is still importance to be given to the recitation or reading of a translation of the message of the Quran. Another hadith, another saying we have, tells us the following. A person who develops an affinity to the recitation of the Quran will not see himself alone, even when he is separated from his brothers or sisters in religion. We should be at this level, brothers and sisters, that we are such that we can be a close companion with the Quran. even if we're on a deserted island, even if we're all alone in whatever part of the world that we're in, and we don't have friends to communicate with, we don't have family or friends around us, that the Quran can be our companion. The Quran can be our close friend in those times of utter loneliness and we have nobody around us. Another hadith, another saying, this one from our beloved Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, tells us the following in relation to the Quran. He has been quoted as saying, purify your mouths, as indeed your mouths are the path of the Quran. Now this could be interpreted in at least two ways. One is the physical purification. We know it is recommended to brush our teeth, especially before recitation of the Quran, because this is where the Quran is being, where it comes from when we recite the verses of the Quran out loud. But also at a spiritual level, purify your mouth. Don't engage in backbiting, in lying, in slander, in using curse words and vulgarity. And then with that same mouth, you recite the words of Allah. How much of a disrespect is that to the words of Allah, that you curse with the same mouth, you lie with the same mouth, you backbite with the same mouth that you then use to recite the teachings of the Quran, which should be keeping you away from all of these negative actions. So purify our mouths spiritually and physically and embellish the Quran through that way, because this is how the Quran is recited out loud. We close with one final verse of the Quran from chapter 16, Surah An-Nahl, verse number 98, which is on the etiquette of the recitation of the Quran. We know that it is recommended, it is advisable to say the phrase Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, to begin in the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, before we recite the Quran. But also we have a formula or phrase that we teach our children and that we ourselves recite before we begin Quranic recitation, where we say usually, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, that I seek refuge and protection in Allah from Satan, the outcast, the one who has been removed from Allah's mercy. This phrase is not just something that Muslims concocted. This is actually a Quranic mandate. In this verse, we read the following. So then, when you recite the Quran, begin by seeking refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. So this, brothers and sisters, is one of the etiquette of Quran, or some of the etiquette, to purify our mouths, to begin with the statement of seeking, starting in the name of Allah, and to begin that, precede that by seeking refuge in Allah from Satan, the accursed, the outcast, from the mercy of Allah. Let us ask Allah in these last days that remain that we are able to get closer to the Quran, to develop an affinity to the Quran that can continue long after the month of Ramadan. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.